This is Matthew Campbell. I am an assistant professor of mathematics education in the College of Education and Human Services at West Virginia University. I conduct research on the development of mathematics teachers. I also collaborate on research with my colleagues Aaron McHenry-Sorber and Rodney Hughes to better understand issues and impacts related to teacher recruitment and retention in West Virginia. And my specific focus has been on the shortage of mathematics teachers in this state. Part 1. On identifying causes of the teacher shortage in West Virginia, particularly around recruitment. There has been a lot of attention on the teacher shortage across West Virginia, driven in part by the striking numbers of vacancies we hear in news stories. And that number does not seem to account for all of the problem. For example, the West Virginia Department of Education has reported that last year 38% of math classes in grades 7 through 11 were taught by someone who is deemed to be undercertified. While there is much awareness that there is a teacher shortage, there seems to be less effort paid to understanding the nature of that shortage, particularly as it pertains to West Virginia. There are assumptions based on what we hear at the national level, factors like teacher pay and a devaluing of the profession that detracts people from entering it or staying in it. But there are additional factors that suggest there needs to be closer attention to what puts West Virginia in this situation in order to come up with appropriate policy and action to address the problem. For example, only a few areas across West Virginia are seeing an increase in student population, and most areas are seeing a notable decrease. So to have a growing teacher shortage in a context where we essentially need fewer teachers is particularly striking. This is unlike most other states, so we cannot necessarily rely on descriptions of what causes their problems, nor the potential solutions. From our research, we've identified disagreement among stakeholders about the factors contributing to the teacher shortage and what the solutions might be. For example, some see the predominantly rural context of our state as something that is not desirable to people, especially young people. However, others see those contexts as a great strength and are particularly focused on how to prepare people from those areas to become teachers and teach back in their home communities. As another example, while some believe the shortage is due to licensure requirements that are too strict, others are concerned about hiring individuals who are not well prepared, who perhaps entered teaching through so-called alternative certification pathways. Another example, some decry the trend that sees people leaving West Virginia to teach in bordering states and attribute that to salary, while others point to hiring timelines and practices that allow districts in other states to offer jobs sooner than districts in West Virginia. We also see causes that do not get as much attention. For instance, the areas of the state most in need of teachers are the areas with the lowest percentage of college-bound students and college graduates. These are the people most likely to return to those communities, and a college degree is just part of the initial requirements to become a teacher. In an area like mathematics, where one needs the equivalent of a mathematics degree, individuals may stumble on mathematics coursework or certification exams focused on mathematics. It is not uncommon for failure and withdrawal rates in a course like Calculus 1 to be around 50% at an institution. So we are losing people who are interested or potentially interested in teaching, and yet our focus seems to be more on getting new people to pursue the path. Disconnects like that make it difficult to identify and put into place policies and solutions that can truly address the problem. Part 2, on the role of teacher retention in solving the teacher shortage. A lot of the conversation about resolving the teacher shortage in West Virginia has focused on teacher recruitment, the need to bring more new people into the profession, and those numbers have been declining. But what gets overlooked is the role that teacher turnover has in the current shortage, thus the need to also address factors that impact teacher retention. In some ways, the issue of teacher retention is more important, as when a teacher leaves the classroom, that school is losing an experienced teacher and often replacing him or her with a brand new teacher, or even an individual without the full extent of preparation. So it is just as important to consider how to retain quality teachers as it is to attract new teachers to the profession. While factors such as teacher pay, on-the-job satisfaction, and public narratives about teaching all play a role in retention, more effort is needed to consider quality professional support throughout the career and the prospect of career advancement, such as teacher leadership opportunities. As one example, I, along with other colleagues, were recently awarded a grant from the National Science Foundation to spend the next year partnering with teachers, administrators, and policymakers across the state to consider how our more skilled mathematics teachers could be supported and recognized as teacher leaders, rewarding them professionally while keeping them in or close to the school classroom. We need to consider what these kinds of roles look like, how to prepare individuals for them, and how they can best support other teachers in their schools and districts. These types of efforts will have just as much of a positive impact on the teacher shortage in this state as efforts to recruit new teachers, and will have more of an impact on the quality of teaching and learning in classrooms across the state.